Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever, and oh, by the way, whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of EloquentOnline.net in beautiful, rainy New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and it's still a long walk, but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon up to South Carolina, not Troy Hall, who's off this week, but from Palmetto First. You know him as Will Crosswell. Hey, Will, how's it going?
Jason, doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine. We're so glad you could jump on and fill in. Troy gets about one day off a month. It's really right. The only benefit or salary. We offered him a salary last year, but he would not take $10 for the whole year. I don't know what – kind of a prima donna. Kind of a
prima donna. A little bit, you know?
It is. It's like that with him. But no, Troy's out this week. Will's joining us from South Carolina. For those of you that might be listening for the first time, we had a ton of listens to the Idaho show last week. We had the president of the Idaho Credit Union League, started as a supply clerk at the Idaho League in 1973 and is now the president. Great American success story, a great lesson about patience and loyalty and hard work. Putting on a great live performance out there in Idaho. She was just awesome. And this is the power of performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? And if you want to, get a hold of our good buddies up in Plano, Texas, GoMarquee.com. Marquee, a family business that you know, three brothers, Judd, Jed, and John, always doing the coolest stuff in the banking marketplace when it comes to MCIF and CRM compliance, HMDA training, consulting, but also one of the fastest growing creative agencies in the financial institution marketplace. And today, Will, we are talking about a subject that has been near and dear to our heart on this radio show. You sent me an awesome article the other day. What was unique about it is I actually read it. I actually looked at it. And the number that jumped out at me, 87%. Let that sink in, folks. 87% of consumers find banks and credit unions' use of social media, brace yourselves, annoying, boring, or unhelpful. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And Will, I'm so glad to get your perspective, a young guy that's kind of grown up in this social media marketplace.
Absolutely. You know, it's greatest for, I guess, as the timing worked out for us to be able to talk about this, because this is a part of really what I do in my day-to-day job, is handle the social media aspect of the credit union and trying to figure out as far as what works and what doesn't work. And there are consumers, the thing is that they're telling us what's working, what's not working, and what they're likely to follow and not follow. And, you know, it's time that we kind of listen and actually take heed as far as what they're telling us. And what we're doing and what we have been doing isn't working, and they're telling us it's not working.
Yeah, this is a pretty compelling – and by the way, this comes from our buddy Jeffrey Pilcher from the Financial Brand. I think they're a big conference about a week away. I told Will yesterday when we chatted ahead of the show that the last thing I ever printed out, like in paper in my office, was an article from the Financial Brand. And if memory serves me, gosh, this goes back 4 or 5 years, it had to do with the whole concept of return on investment – when it came to social marketing. They've always done a really good job at evaluating the social media stuff very, very honestly. And so the name of the show today is Social Mediocre, because think about the root word there, mediocre, M-E-D, medium, right in the middle. 52% of consumers who felt very satisfied interacting with their bank in social media.
Yikes.
And I'm going to go out – yeah, but I'm going to say it's even worse than that, because – that's not even 52% of your customer or member base. That's just the people that interacted with your social media. And when we get back from the break, when you find out how many people follow Bank of America's social sites, you're going to realize that what Will just said is true. The stuff we've been doing is not working. It's time to reimagine. When you hear my solution to all of this, It has absolutely nothing to do with social media. But anyway, we are excited. We're looking forward to talking about it, and we'll do it all right after this.
Gotta turn that up.
Is right. His name is Will Crosswell. My name is Jason Dias. This is the Power of Performance, Social Mediocre. Will, when you saw this article, before you sent it to me, what were some of the things that just jumped out at you and said, man, I got to talk about this?
It was actually one of the infographics right in the middle, and it was the 68%. And as far as you scroll down, see that 68% of consumers who would never use social media to solve a problem with their bank or financial institution. And there's another infographic, of course, like we mentioned, Financial Brand is brilliant for gathering this type of information. They have another infographic as far as that depicts the purpose of what, you know, financial institutions, banks, credit unions, why they use social media. And the number one reason is to listen and to track their brand. And yeah, there's the number right there, 68% as far as they would never use social media as far as solve a problem, as far as with their bank and interaction.
Exactly.
So the number one purpose, the reason of why as far as financial institutions are using social media, the consumers are saying, we're not into that. We don't do that.
Exactly. So, we're not even using it for the reason that you're offering it, which is
precisely. Just
very, very telling. And Financial Brand is a great periodical. It's a great resource. They're probably going to have 400 or 500 people at their event in a week. Just always bring great, great stuff. That was one of the ones that jumped out at me too. And I went back and looked at some of the stuff. I can't go back and check all the tweets. But we've talked about this, how it takes more than telling people you're closed on the 4th of July. Let me tell you something right now. Most people know that. And oh, by the way, you're not closed on the 4th of July if people can access your internet banking site. So again, just this tremendous disconnect between the performers, the credit unions and the banking brands, and the audience. And you don't put on a great live performance if there's that disconnection between the target audience and the band or the brand. One that just jumped out and got me, I know this. Most of our audience is credit unions, and you should never mention Bank of America show, but I did not get a mortgage with Bank of America. I tried to get a mortgage at my credit union, Randolph Brooks Federal Credit Union here in Texas, Republic thereof, and they didn't offer the kind of mortgage I needed. So I got it from some other company, Countrywide. Well, Bank of America bought them, and so now I'm a Bank of America customer by default. 4% of customers at Bank of America follow the bank on either Facebook or Twitter, and I'm not one of them, Will.
Me either. So, like two of us.
I mean, it is fascinating. Will, you have the opportunity. You're a guy that is into this as a professional, social media, keeping that vibe rolling for Palmetto First. You talk to people. You tweet. You have followers. You have opinions. I mean, this was supposed to be the next big thing in member and customer engagement. And I said this in a tweet, I think last week, in reply to somebody. What I love about my bank, it had to be simple because it was in a tweet. Stuff works and they leave me alone.
That's it. They take care of my money, and my money's there when I need it, you know, or they're there if I need it, you know, at least access money for that purpose. And credit unions and banks, and they, you know, I kind of coined it that for a while, and I think most of us still do have a very selfie mentality when it comes to using social media, you know. Selfie, you know, if you don't know as far as selfies, look it up. As far as the space, as far as taking a picture
know.
And broadcasting.
Troy
yourself,
told us, yeah. Troy right? told us what that was. Yes.
Exactly. I'm sure he did, you know. So, yeah. It's all about telling about the products, the services, and the rates, you know. It's selfies. Like, hey, look at us. Look at this. Look what we're doing. And you get lost in the minutiae, lost in the waves of gray, what's going on there. And so then you just, and that's the thing, is that you just get lost in the shuffle.
It is it's very telling. When I look through the breakdown, there's another great graphic. Social media channels are using to contact their banking providers, what the customers and members use. I wasn't surprised to find out Facebook was 54%, but I follow lots of credit unions on Facebook, and banks for that matter, and banking associations. And the past 2 years at Christmas time, not you know, December 18th or December 12th, Christmas Eve, December 24th during the day, last year, one of the credit unions I follow here in Texas, their debit card processor went down on them, so people could not pay for stuff on Christmas Eve. And the year before that, another credit union out in East Texas, same thing. And what I found out was, if you want to get a lot of comments on your Facebook page, let your card processing service go down on Christmas Eve. And it probably wasn't even the credit union's fault. But that was the most traffic I had ever seen on those two credit union Facebook sites.
Oh, precisely. You know, and it's interesting too with the percentage of those, especially of financial institutions that are on the social media networks, with that 54% kind of that glaring thing as far as on Facebook. And yes, the Gen X, the baby boomers, the careers, which you know, as far as they are definitely on Facebook and the presence is there. But the tail end of Gen Y and the Gen Z, they're not there. And
not.
Obviously that's the market, of course, that credit unions and we keep talking about and flying circles around saying that we need them, and we try to show up on these networks, but they're not there. It's a vacant parking lot.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy. There's a simple – what's the right way to say this? There's a simple irony to the whole concept here. As I'm looking at these – infographics in the story, and I've looked at them on virtually every device I own, my MacBook, my iPad, my iPhone, and in the margins, there are all these workshops and webinars telling you that, hey, we're going to tell you exactly what to do. I've not clicked on any of them, and I wouldn't do it now during this show, but I'm wondering, you know, at some point, you and I can talk about, look at these glaring statistics. Well, we have to come up with some solutions. And so I think what I want to do after the break is just kind of ask you, you know, you've grown up with this. This is a part of your generation, the whole social mediaization of the marketplace, or not, as these graphics would seem to indicate. When we get back, I just want to ask you, hey, what should we do next, man, as a marketplace? What's the best way forward? And we'll do it all right after this. Little classic MTV music. Adam Ant, you don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? We host a radio show called The Power of Performance every Wednesday. Conference quality discussion without the TSA shakedown and the expense report. Will, you talk to a lot of people in the marketplace that are going to be future CFOs and CEOs. Are we spending too much money and time on social media? What do we need to do differently? What are the solutions going forward from your perspective?
Well, I think it's changing, you know, like I said, changing the perspective of what financial institutions are. And it's either somebody either taking my money or grabbing my money away from me. And so there's this defense and this wall, especially from Gen Y and now Gen Z, of this skepticism of financial institutions due to the BOAs, the Wells Fargos, et cetera, and we can try to separate ourselves as much as we want to, but the public perception is, you know, either you're a bank or you're like a bank, you know.
Exactly.
So there's this offense that has gone up because of that. And so to change the mood, change the ways, it's using the social media, leverage it in ways of giving back, of whether it's through financial tips, financial information, asking people, you know, how they can save $5, $10, $20 on their water bill, saving on their grocery bill, the day-to-day life, because that's what we're experiencing. Most people in this country are living paycheck to paycheck, and instead of grasping that, instead of asking people every month, you know, would you like to refinance your car loan? Do you need a personal loan? Do you need house repairs? Asking them how they're doing as far as within that day, within that week, because most of us are living just within the 7-day-a-week period when it comes to our paycheck. And so leveraging that social media aspect to meet people where they are, not necessarily, and I think that's been the problem, is you say meet them where they are, where it comes to either young people or someone in your community. Oh, okay, well, we'll show up on Facebook and we'll tell them who we are there, or we'll show up on LinkedIn and tell them who we are there. It's meeting them where they are as far as within their lives and within the community, you know, being a direct reflection of who you are in the community that you represent. And it's tough to do, you know, obviously, but you, and it takes some time to identify who you are, and I think it's that process that we're missing.
Well, I'll tell you, you just said it. It's something that we talk about all the time on this show. In my opinion, when we look back, gosh, this goes back. I don't know if you ever met this young lady. Her name is Diana Dykstra. She's the president of the California Credit Union League, California Nevada Credit Union League. And kind of like our guest last week, Ms. Thompson, she started out just as a loan clerk at a credit union. Now she's the president of the California Nevada Credit Union League. She came on the show, I think it was in 2011 or 2010, and said, if we don't learn anything from the Great Recession, then shame on us. And the one big takeaway I have from the Great Recession is the enduring concept of local, that most people at Palmetto First do business with you because you're local. They know you.
Precisely.
They see you. They've seen your T-shirts. They've had your coffee mugs. They use your pens when they're at the grocery store. They're not joining because they're worried about federal taxation of credit unions. They're not joining for some imaginary movement that's sweeping the globe about financial cooperatives. If they join your credit union and it makes you stronger,
right,
and able to advocate for credit unions as a marketplace, well, then good for everybody. But the average everyday American, like you just called them, the 7-day-a-week American, and I'm one of them. I'm not rich.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a
right here with you.
I'm not going to go get a helicopter after this. I bought some sandwich meat yesterday at the grocery store.
Yeah, you need to ask for that raise to get that you know, that family chopper,
yes,
for you guys.
Exactly right, man. I'm not going to be going down into the jacuzzi after the show. I'm going to get to work, man. I got work to do. But Troy loved to talk about quote keepers, and you just dropped one. You are either a bank or like a bank, and there is a lot of skepticism. Hey, my bank, whom I love, told me in December, I don't care. In January, the credit card you've always used, that debit card that you've always used, if you don't cut it up and put it in the trash, we're going to. You're getting a new debit card because of what happened,
right,
at Target. And I was okay with it. It was inconvenient to have to reset everything. But my goodness, the number of things I said no to, I'm not renewing that. I'm not using Hulu. It was like the best thing I ever did. And I don't blame my bank. I blame the dishonest people that are out there trying to steal my money, but I trust my bank's going to take care of me, and that's all I need. I don't have to go on Facebook,
right,
and tell people that.
No.
And it's like you said, it's about local. If you sponsor a 5K and Palmetto First is there kicking off the event and handing out the water bottles, absolutely post a picture.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
No. And that's it. And that's exactly kind of touching on the problem too, is that we do such a great job of giving back to our communities and being a part of our communities and having that local aspect. But we do such a terrible job telling people about what we do. Terrible job. And you know, the idea as far as that nobody wants to hear how you're like everybody else, you know, or no one wants to hear as far as how you have the competitive rates, competitive services, you know, the similar products. They want to hear how you're giving back because, like we brought up earlier, the public perception of a financial institution is that someone's trying to take my money or get my money away from me. But to show as far as the opposite of that, that's where the turning point needs to happen.
Yeah, we have to get back to, we're going to protect your money. And right now, the online environment when it comes to finances, there is just a built-in skepticism because everybody has heard about the Target breach and the place where the cosmetologists go to buy their stuff. And every day there's another company saying, yeah, you know what, we might have lost some of that data. I absolutely agree with you. It's time to completely rethink and reimagine. That's why I'm not going to any of these banner sites I see. Next article recommended for you, Social Media Training 101 for Banks and Credit Union Employees. I can't imagine there's that many credit unions. And this is what I love. Look, it says credit union employees. I mean, how many people does it take to manage social media? Now, at Bank of America, 4% is what? You know, probably hundreds of thousands of people. But at your average community bank or community credit union, I don't know that it takes, you know, employees, multiple, unless you're a big billion-dollar credit union. But anyway, no, I when I saw these infographics and I read this article, I thought, man, this is a great, great way to talk about this stuff on the show. Hey, folks, we've got about 9 minutes. Will Crosswell has been kind enough to join us on this show. We're going to kind of talk about my idea for what we do next, how to deal with these facts and figures, and we'll do it all right after this.
You think you got the best in me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone, think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back, baby you don't know me cause you're dead wrong, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Kelly Clarkson, it's going to be okay. Amen. You know, Will, that is our longest musical bump because Kelly Clarkson deserves to have the best
Absolutely,
bump
she does.
on this show. All right, hey, my advice, and it's going to – it might be worth exactly what it's costing you to hear it, is we have got to get back, first and foremost, as a marketplace, whether you're a credit union, a bank, or a moving company, or a restaurant – to perfecting, and I mean that almost literally, perfecting the art of conversation with our customers and members. I believe what this, what these infographics prove is that social media is not a place where accounts are being won and lost. That social media is not a place where people are making big lifetime decisions about their family and their faith and their finances, that they are doing it the way they've always done it, by picking up the phone and calling the call center or coming into the branch. And I think if you can be the place that puts on a great literal live performance every day, a melody in everybody's voice, being kind, listening. Somebody pointed this out at church the other day. I never thought about it. Listen and silent have the same number of letters in them, and stop this incessant look at me, look at me, look at me mentality. That picture I posted for the episode page, I took at a Valero gas pump last summer. And it's one of these things, Will, I don't know if you've ever seen these. You go to pump gas and they have these ads playing while you're pumping gas. And in this case, it's an audio. And if you look closely at the picture, you can see where the mute button has been worn out. It's the only button that's been worn out. Because it's like, leave me alone. I'm pumping gas. I don't want to hear about the $4 gallon of milk that I can come by inside. And I think we need to get back to focusing on the conversations we have and the details of how we do things. This is going to sound kind of off the subject, but there's a graphic that says 2% of online banking users say they are likely to start following their bank in a social channel, except it doesn't say that. It says are very likely to start following their bank and associates. This is something that drives me crazy, and maybe it's generational. Maybe it's the musician in me.
Right.
Folks, we have got to stop being sloppy. I see more typos now in books, like from authors you've heard of and online, and I'm guilty of it too, but this is a great article. But it's just one of those little things that jumped out at me, Will, and said, hey, come on, this is a pullout quote. This is a big red pullout, and it was like, you didn't read this 10,000 times and know that there was a... Am I being too picky?
No, you're not. And, you know, give you two reasons. Because one, I grew up with my mother is a English teacher, specialized in grammar.
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
I can't even imagine.
I mean, it was all throughout growing up, you know, as far as with... You know, like with me, making sure that the me was the right place for the prepositional phrase, everything. You know, so I mean, it was, and I mean, but it trained me as far as for now, whenever I do have to write things, whenever I do have to kind of put things out there in the public, I double check and double check, because it does matter, and it matters as far as with the message and its consistency and professionalism and as far as for people to take you seriously. So, no,
yeah.
Jason, you're great.
Well, I tell you, I make plenty of mistakes. When we had Diana Dykstra on the show in December, she's the last guest on our show, has been for the past 4 years. In December, when we started to do the show, it was about 4 minutes left to go before the show, the whole show thing crashed. And so we had to delete the show and create a new show in about 3 minutes. And that involved emailing her and telling her, hey, hang up and call back. Putting up a new show, uploading all the graphics, and it's like a James Bond movie. The clock is winding down, and tick-tock, tick-tock. And we got the show off live, but when you go back and look at the name of that show, it's Diana Dykstra. I forgot the K in her last name because I was working. And she's a good egg. She's a very nice
–
She didn't care. I remember a couple of years back we had James Robert Lay on the show. We had him on the show, and we're talking to him, and I'm calling him James and stuff like that. I get a call from one of his assistants after the show.
Oh, no.
He likes to be called James Robert.
And
I'm like,
oh, my.
I'm like, all he had to do was tell me in the pre-call,
right.
hey,
yeah.
I'm James Robert. By the way, I'm like, okay, whatever. I think what we need to do as a marketplace is turn off the Twitter. Somebody told me yesterday, I can't believe you've never broken your smartphone. I told them it's because I treat my smartphone the way I would treat a firearm.
Amen.
I don't take it in the bathroom. I don't take it in the near the swimming pool. I know where it is at all times. If it's in the car with me, it's in a safe place. I don't toss it up in the air. I don't sit on it. I don't let other people borrow it. And I don't have it with me all the time, by the way. So I'll tell you what, man. Yeah, it is a big key. Listen, Will, last thoughts. We talk about social media a lot. People want results. What's your great takeaway from all of this?
Well, the takeaway is, like we kind of mentioned over and over, it's that turning point and figuring out as far as who we are and that differentiator between us and everybody else. And the way as far as that we can make it work for us, where there's so many people, either 20 to 30% of those who have social media are either unsure or they're not sure how their brand's doing or how much they're posting each week. This is the time as far as that we can use this to our advantage, take advantage of at least the people who are listening, the people who are aware of us, and take that credit union model, the people helping people, the giving back, and using that for this platform. Social media isn't the end all be all, but it is a tool, and we have to use it, and we have to use it properly.
Yeah, I agree. 2008 April, I went out to one of those Q's events. It's half of it's a ski party up in beautiful Colorado. I think it was April, maybe it was March, but it was snowing like crazy. Steamboat Junction, I think it was Colorado, and somebody asked me, "Have you ever heard of LinkedIn?" And I was like, what? No, I've never heard of LinkedIn, whatever. And nowadays, of course, one of the first things I check. Hey, listen, man, we will keep this conversation going. For those of you listening, we are in conversations with Will about potentially getting him his own show, kind of a fresh perspective of a soon-to-be dad and a husband and a young guy making his way through the credit union marketplace. Hey, brother, I appreciate you so much for Troy won't let me say replacing him because he believes he cannot be replaced, but I do believe.
Not even going there.
but I do appreciate you filling in for him today on the show.
Thank you,
really,
Jason.
Do.
Thank you so much. This is a pleasure. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come speak with you. And yeah, this has been a lot of fun.
It always is. And of course, it's a topic that we hit a lot on the show. Hey, folks, listen, what Will said is right. That's what I think is different about this time in our marketplace. That there are points in the marketplace when we've said this all the time on the show. There's a difference between waiting and doing nothing. Well, I think the time for waiting has passed. Doing nothing is no longer an option. It's time to rethink and reimagine how we use these means, these social means, to intentionally engage our audience. But what I really think we have to do is get back to the basics. Good morning. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you. What else can I do for you? Thank you for coming by today. Here's your cash back. Here's your, whatever in the drive up, in the lobby, on the phone. I think that has got to get as good as it has ever been. And then people will tweet, hey, I had a great time at the credit union or the bank today. As Will said, you're either a bank or like a bank. Just a great, great conversation. You heard it all right here on the Power Performance, the show that asked the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? See you next week.